It is wonderful to be able to bring you the devotional today. We are an hour late. That is because in the second hour, we had an oasis of worship, which was very, very powerful. Today we're looking at part 40 of 60 parts, the character of Jesus. And today the title is simply this: Being a Good Example. Being a good example. Let's go to scripture now and go to 1 Peter, the second chapter. And we're going to look at verses 15 through 17, and it says this: It is God's will that your honorable lives should silence those ignorant people who make foolish accusations against you. For you are free, yet you are God's slaves. So don't use your freedom as an excuse to do evil. Respect everyone and love your Christian brothers and sisters. Fear God and respect the king, or in our case, the queen. That couple of verses is power-packed, let me tell you. I could spend days on this. Days! I won't. I'll spend 9 minutes. But I'll try and do it justice. It is God's will, beloved, that your honourable lives should silence those ignorant people who make foolish accusations against you. If anyone is making accusations against you, if they've got reason to do that, that's why they're doing it. However, if they have no reason to do that, then your lives should reflect how you are. Your lives should reflect the life of Christ. Because, beloved, day by day by day by day, we are trying to be more and more like our Lord Jesus Christ. That is why I'm bringing you these parts on the character of Jesus. It's important that we start to emulate those characteristics of him. And being a good example is a perfect characteristic that Jesus had, because he was always a good example. There was no sin in our Lord, none whatsoever. And therefore, if we can emulate that characteristic, or in fact, emulate every single characteristic that I'm bringing to your attention, we are going to be more and more and more like him. And we are going to sin less and less and less and less. It's a great lesson to learn. It is God's will that your honorable lives should silence those ignorant people who make foolish accusations against you. Now watch this. For you are free. We know we are free, beloved. We are free in Christ because of what we believe. We are free indeed. Peter goes on to say, you are free, yet you are God's slaves. And in the next sentence, he says we are slaves. Now, I don't like the word slaves particularly. But in one breath, he's saying we are free. In the next, we are bound. We are bound. But that is the truth. We are bound. Because when we gave our lives to Jesus, when we said those words, come into my life, Lord Jesus, when we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and we were reconciled through Jesus to our Heavenly Father, when we said that, when we okayed that, when we agreed to that, then we were bound. And what a wonderful way to be bound. To be bound to our Lord Jesus Christ. To be linked to him. To wear that ring of slavery, the slavery of our Lord Jesus Christ. That to me is wonderful. Now, I hate the word slavery, as you know. But we are bound, beloved. There's no question about that. We are bound to him. And I thank the Lord God Almighty that I personally am bound to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then Peter says, so don't use your freedom as an excuse to do evil. I was talking to somebody yesterday. I went to this conference and I was parking my car. And as I was moving my car, I had to offload a load of equipment. And as I was moving it, the car parking attendant who was there said to me, "I'll make sure that no one goes into that space when you get back." And I said, "Thanks so much." And he says, "If anybody tries to get in there, I'll kill them." And he was joking. Of course he was joking. And I said, "Well, that's not very good, is it? You can't go killing someone if you're a Christian." And we were joking back and forth, bantering back and forth. And he said, "Ah, but I'm forgiven by God's grace." And then I became quite serious. And I said to him, "That is not what God's grace is. That really is not what God's grace is. It is not an excuse for us to go and sin whenever we want, however we want, because we are saved under His grace and by His blood. That is not what was meant by grace. Although effectively you can do that, but you don't want to do that, because if you do that, if you continue to sin, then it reflects on your characteristic. And it means, as far as I'm concerned, that your binding to Christ is slipping. For you are free, yet you are God's slaves, so don't use your freedom as an excuse to do evil." And I think Peter is saying exactly that. Verse 17, "Respect everyone and love your Christian brothers and sisters. Fear God and respect the King." Well, you know me by now. My entire ministry is built on God's love. Some years ago, He said to me, "Tell my people about my love." And our mission statement is this: taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media. And that is exactly what we do, as often as we possibly can. Every day, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, we are taking God's love to the world via the power of media. That's what we're doing with this radio station. And soon, Worship TV will be doing the same thing. Beloved, it's important that we love our Christian brothers and sisters, no matter how difficult or easy that love is. We are commanded, "Love your neighbor as yourself," says Jesus. "Love one another as I have loved you," says Jesus. In John 15, He goes on to say, "Greater love has no man than this, than to lay down his life for his friends," or if you like, his Christian brothers. Beloved, that love is real, and we have to do it. We have to be seen to be doing it all the time, and we have to do it with our hearts. We have no choice on this. And if all of us that purport to be Christians were to say, "Yes, I love my brothers and my sisters, my Christian brothers and sisters," then Christ will be coming back for a unified, sanctified, unblemished church, unblemished bride. And that is what we are trying to achieve. Fear God, beloved. Fear God. That means be in awe of Almighty God. Don't be scared of Him, but be in awe of Almighty God. And respect your government. Respect your government, beloved. Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that this word would penetrate the hearts of your beloved people, that this word would change their perception and their lives. I pray in the awesome and the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.